Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Glass, and I welcome you to the broadcast today. And I'm so thrilled and so pleased to be able to share this brief time with you as we do every day. And if you're a new listener, we're heard on this station Monday through Friday at this same time. And we just thank you for joining us. Well, what I'd like to share with you today is a message I've entitled, What Does Now Faith Bring? And I would like to read a very, very familiar scripture. And you know what? I saw something in the Word of God that I had never seen before. And I want to share it with you. We're very familiar, I trust, if you've walked with the Lord any length of time and know your Bible, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. And I'll have to be honest, I've always read that as faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, because we understand that our chapter divisions are arbitrary. And in verse 39 of the preceding chapter 10, Paul is saying, we're not of them who drew back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. And so and the Word of God is so alive. I mean, you can read the same verse multiplied times, and then all of a sudden one day you see a whole different slant on it. And what I've always read that verse as is like now, mental comma, there's no comma there, but now, and then this is the definition of faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. But read it, if you will, with now being an adjective to the word faith, describing the word faith. That's what an adjective is. So now faith, in other words, faith that is very present. And you know, if we go on and we say, well, I have faith, I'm going to see Jesus one day in heaven. I have faith, I'm going to see my loved ones. Well, yes, but there's a fine line where faith begins, transmutes or translates into hope, because faith is a desire accompanied by an absolute conviction of belief of fulfillment. And so faith and hope, when we're directing it constantly to the future, it really is transforming into hope, which is very vital. But faith is now. We're serving a God of now. He said, I am that I am. And we need to start operating in now faith, where we have faith to believe God for right now, the present circumstances. You might be in a job situation. You need faith now. You may be asked to do something you haven't done before. You're a little concerned, a little nervous about it. But now faith will appropriate God's power, God's peace, God's wisdom to help you to do whatever needs to be done. You might have to talk to a loved one. You might have to confront someone in a loving manner. Something needs to be accomplished. God's going to give you the faith to be able to do that. That's what now faith is, claiming your needs met. And so what I want to share with you these next several days are the very word faith. Faith is the substance or assurance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. See that transition there into the future? And what are some of the things that faith brings? That's what I'd like to look at. And so we're just going to look at the word faith. It's spelled F-A-I-T-H. And so what I want to do, I want to take each letter of that word and share some of the things that now faith brings. First of all, faith brings forgiveness. Matthew 9 and 6 tells us that Jesus has the power to forgive sins. We know that when we came to him as our Savior, he cleansed us from our sins. Jesus said to the man sick with palsy in Luke the 5th chapter, verse 20, "Man, thy sins are forgiven thee." And then in 1 John 1 and 9, the word tells us, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And then let me read Ephesians 4:32. And here the apostle is exhorting us in this fashion, "And be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another." That's how we're supposed to be with each other. And he goes on to say, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. So we have a very clear understanding that God has forgiven us. We know that from the Lord's Prayer. If we don't forgive those who have offended us, forgive from our heart, God will not forgive us our sins. That's how important it is to him. But by faith, we can claim that forgiveness because of Jesus. And then in Colossians, the second chapter, verses 13 and 14, the word states, "And you, being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh, hath he quickened together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses, blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross." And in 1 John, the second chapter, verse 12, he says, "I write unto you, little children, because your sins are forgiven you for his name's sake." Praise God. And so, beloved, some of you now are, you may be wrestling with a sense of condemnation. You've gone to the Lord and you say, "Lord, please forgive me." But you've got this a haunting, disturbing feeling. You're not freed of it. You're not clear of it. And God is wanting you to know that when you've come to him in faith, you can believe. That's what now faith is. When you've done something, when you've repented from your heart sincerely before the Lord, that he is cleansing you. He's forgiven you. And beloved, you have to believe that. In fact, Father, if there's a brother and a sister right now that are struggling with that, Father, I just thank you right now as we come to you that sense of self-condemnation, the condemnation from the enemy, the constant harassment, Lord, it's under the blood. You've put our sins in the sea of forgetfulness. And I praise you, Lord, that these your beloved children shall be freed from this sense, this oppressive, condemning sense that they haven't been forgiven. And so, Father, I thank you for the faith of God to spring in their heart to know that they know that they know you indeed have forgiven them. Well, let's look now at a few more things that faith brings. It brings fellowship. 1 Corinthians 1 and 9 declares, "God is faithful, by whom ye were called unto the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord." And 1 John 1 and 3 tells us, "We have fellowship with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ." Isn't that beautiful? Think about that. Can anything be more marvelous to have fellowship with the God of all creation, the God of heaven and earth, the God of the universe? Hallelujah. What we have seen and ourselves heard, we are also telling you, so that you too may realize and enjoy fellowship as partners and partakers with us. And this fellowship that we have, which is a distinguishing mark of the Christian, is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ, the Messiah. Praise God for that precious fellowship. And also, faith, beloved, makes us fellow workers. In the fourth chapter of Colossians, Paul, as he ends that epistle, makes references to Tychicus and Onesimus and Aristarchus and Marcus Justus. These, he named them by name. He said, these saints were fellow workers with me. And beloved, we are fellow workers in the bond of Christ to proclaim the gospel of the kingdom. You see, and partners, when you pray for this ministry, when you pray for me, when you give of your offerings to see the work of the Lord continue, you are fellowshipping, you're a fellow laborer, a co-laborer with me. I might be the verbal mouthpiece, but beloved, I could not do this together because God has raised up a team, those who love Jesus with all their hearts, those who have had Christ unveiled in their heart and continuing unveiling of this glorious Lord of majesty. Oh, beloved, we've only scratched the surface. There's so much more glory, so much more beauty, so much more joy, so much more faith, so many more miracles that God is calling us to. And what are some of the other things before my time is gone? Faith brings God's favor. When God brings Israel out of Egypt, he says, and I will give this people favor in the sight of the Egyptians. And it shall come to pass that when ye go, ye shall not go empty. Praise God. Well, my time has come to an end, and I'll just have to continue another thought or so on faith, and then we're going to continue through the rest of the words. I trust you'll be blessed by the revelation of God's word. But in the moments that remain, I do want to take a moment to give you an opportunity to write and share your prayer requests. If you've listened any length of time, you know I do this at the conclusion of every broadcast because we are a ministry of prayer, intercession, and correspondence. That's how I respond back. People have kept those letters in binders for decades, some do. And so I invite you to write, share your prayer requests, and I will pray for you personally and send back whatever God places on my heart for you. The announcer will give our contact information. I love you. I pray for you every day. UCM Partners, Radio Family. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass. Say, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.